wabarakatuh. Today is Friday. Juma Mubarak to my Muslim brothers and sisters out there. And as you know that today is a special day for all Muslims, as today is Arafah Day. Arafah Day. Everybody just knows Arafah Day. And some do not even know the meaning of this Arafah Day. Arafah Day came into existence. The day of Arafah signifying the time when the religion of Islam was perfected and approved as a way of life for all Muslims is on the 9th day of Zulhijjah. So we know today is 9th of Zulhijjah on the Islamic calendar, which is July 8th this year on the Gregorian calendar. The day of Arafah is known as a very sacred and virtuous day for Muslims. It is the day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his farewell sermon upon Mount Arafah to the many Muslims with whom he completed Hajj near the end of his life. Another name for the day of Arafah is freedom from fire. And the meaning of Arafah is to know. Though fasting for those not on pilgrimage is desirable, most Muslims fast on this day as it is a day known to discard sins. So today, my Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world who are not on pilgrimage are fasting right now. So, because those on pilgrimage do not need to fast because they are performing Hajj. They are on Mount Arafah, they are praying and supplicating to Allah. But way that we are not there, that we don't have the opportunity to go now, we are enjoying to fast. Islam teaches Muslims to view the day of Arafah as a day of gratitude, as the celebration of Eid the day after. So we know that today is the day of Arafah, so tomorrow is the day that we celebrate what? Eid al-Kabir. And we also know that Eid al-Kabir is as a result of Prophet Eid al-Kabir signifies that's the day that Prophet Ibrahim was supposed to slaughter his child. Prophet Ibrahim was supposed to slaughter his son, Prophet Ismail, because of the promise he gave to Allah. He was unable to give birth. His wife was unable to give birth for a very long time. So when his wife Sarah, gave birth, before she gave birth, Prophet Ibrahim made a promise to Allah that even if it's just one child that Allah gave him, that is going to slaughter the child for him. You know when frustration sets in, you make some promise that you don't know you cannot do it. But Prophet Ibrahim made the promise and Allah actually gave him a son, which is Prophet Ismail. And you know he made a promise, so he has to fulfill his promise. So it was the day he wanted to fulfill his promise where he was supposed to slaughter Prophet Ismail. We all know the story now. He tried using knife to like behead him, but despite that the knife is sharp, the knife did not cut through Prophet Ismail's skin. So Allah used a ram to replace what Prophet Ismail. So Prophet Ibrahim slaughtered the ram instead of Prophet Ismail, and that is why all Muslims always slaughter ram on what? Eid al-Kabir. So Arafah Day is also a day of immense forgiveness with opportunity for great reward. Pilgrims doing Hajj are not required to fast on the day. This follows the Sunnah of the Prophet, as he himself did not fast during this day because he was performing pilgrimage. So all Muslims are enjoying to fast. Muslims who are not on pilgrimage are enjoying to fast. on what Arafah day. So thank you so much, and that will be all on this episode. So I hope you've gained one or two things about Arafah day that you don't know before. Thank you so much. Kindly listen, share, and post on your favorite social media platforms. Thank you so much, and happy Eid al-Kabir celebration in advance of Muslim. May Allah accept our supplications and our act of ibadah. Amen. Wassalam.